say, yes, I don't smoke, but he...
He used cigarettes or tobacco.
Okay. Suppose a man lets his farm get all run down, and he doesn't seem to care about it, you know. You might say to someone who asks, I really don't know, but he just, what?
He just give his farm up.
Uh-huh. He doesn't care. You might say he
just to give it up.
He what? He just...
He'd just be going out of business and lost interest.
Uh-huh. And you might, how might you say about how he cares about it? You might say he just...
Well, he just don't care about it.
Uh-huh. Now, like if your son is in school, but he doesn't pay attention, you know, he pays no attention to the teacher, you might... think he just, he doesn't pay attention to the teacher. You might just think he...
He just don't have no interest in trying to learn.
Uh-huh. And you might say, that boy just...
Well, he just hit along, stubborn, just ain't trying to learn nothing, blockhead or something.
Uh-huh. All right. Now, suppose someone say, is your boy really good in school? Is he doing well? And if you didn't feel that he was doing well, you might just say what?
Well, he ain't doing too well. He could do a lot better. He just ain't happy.
You might say, suppose you might say, I don't think so, but, if you were talking to a teacher, you'd say, I don't think so, and you might ask her what?
What she think about it.
And what would you say to her? I mean, if I were a teacher, you would just say, I don't think so.
Well, I tell her I don't think he's doing so good, and that's what she think about it. Think it could be improved, or what do you think it could be improved for something kind of. Mm-hmm.
All right, if you didn't know something, you might tell somebody about it. You might say, if they might ask you a question, and you say, and you weren't sure, you may say what?
I just tell them I don't know.
But suppose you did know a little something, you say,
I don't know, but what little I know, don't worth telling.
Suppose you had a feeling about it. Suppose you did know some information, and you say, my sister went down the street. I think she went down the street, but...
But I wouldn't know just why she...
No, I mean, what you would say, I think she went down the street, but... I mean, if you weren't certain, you would say, but...
I'm not for sure.
Suppose you really didn't know any information, you'd just say.
I just say, well, I don't know. I don't have any information at all. I just don't know.
And if you've been trying to make up your mind about something, you would say, I've been thinking about it. Or would you say, I've been thinking about it, or I've been thinking around it?
Oh, I've been thinking about it.
Uh-huh. If you've been discussing something with a friend of yours, what would you do with him? You'd say, I've been what?
I've been talking over with Joan. I've been talking over with the teacher one.
Uh-huh. If you've been doing it, you'd say, I said, what were you doing with Uncle Hallie yesterday? You would say, and you've been discussing, you say,
I discussed a little matters with him.
I was
talking over some little matters.
Okay, now if you were concerned about something that someone did, you know, something someone did to you or maybe said about you or something, and you might come to me, if you felt that I knew the person, you might come to me and you might say, you want to find out my feelings, and you might say to me, asking about why that person did that, you might say to me what? What might you ask me?
Oh, I would ask you, could you give any information on some certain matters? Probably what had happened.
But if you were talking about a specific person, say if you were talking about Uncle Hallie, and he had done something that really made you, you know, you really want to find out some information from me, you might say to me,
do you know, I asked you, do you know that Hallie did such a thing that you